Hi, this is Phyllis Pierre, your franchise coach. You are listening to Social Geek Radio.
Welcome to Social Geek Radio, brought to you by Minolto Social Media Management. Here are your hosts, Deb Evans and Jack Munson.
Hello, Social Geek Radio listeners. This is Deb Evans coming to you from Houston, Texas, where it's not too chilly today.
And Jack Munson from Minolto coming to you live from Chicago, Illinois, getting ready for another great Thanksgiving Day weekend. How you doing, Deb?
I'm doing wonderful. And it is, you know, it's Thanksgiving, it's winter setting in, you know, it's nice that here in Texas, the chill is there just a little bit, just enough so that we can take, you know, we don't have to wear our flip-flops and be too hot, but it's a little cool, but I know.
Yeah, we vary greatly on that. You know, I think we're almost getting into the time, the 2 months of the year where I can tolerate being in Texas, and that being December and January. Outside of that, no thanks. But with Thanksgiving coming, a lot of people are going to be going over the river and through the woods and traveling. I think today, Wednesday, is still going to be the biggest travel day of 2015. So let's talk a little geek it out as far as some travel apps. What do you got for us this week?
Well, you know, if they're traveling by car, which so many people do, there's an app that you shared with me last year that I absolutely love, and it's called iExit.
Yeah.
And it is really fabulous. I know I've pulled that app a lot to say, oh, I'm looking for food, or I'm looking for gas, or, you know, it's great when you're in the car and you need to know, okay, what exit or how many more exits do I have to go before I can find a Buc-ee's here in Texas. I've actually used it and typed in Buc-ee's and it tells me what exit to go to.
Sure.
So that one's been great. I know you use it a lot.
Yeah, I do. Especially in we should indicate it only works on U.S. interstate highways. So you have to be on I-35 or I-80 or I-90 or something like that. It doesn't work on state highways or local roads. And it's almost accurate to a fault. It tracks you on the interstates, but it actually doesn't even work if you're just on the exit, or if you're on an entrance ramp, or if you're on a side road or very near the interstate. It won't work at all. So it only works while you're on the interstate. But it is fascinating as far as how up to date they keep it with chain stores, local businesses. You'll see every fast food place on the interstate. You'll see every gas station, every hotel, even state rest stops. So if you're traveling, you know, whether just just an hour or several hours this holiday weekend, I would definitely say check out iExit.
Right. And for those that are flying, which again, you know, so many people do that as well, there's another app called Gate Guru. So the Gate Guru, you know, if you're at the airport and you have a layover, it gives you the map of the terminal.
Mm.
It gives you a listing of restaurants there at the airport with reviews. And it provides tips as well about the terminal, the average wait time at the security line. So if you're flying, I'd say either, you know, over the holidays, or Jack, you fly so often, Gate Guru would be another app to have, just to have handy when you're traveling. Have you used that one?
I haven't. No. It reminds me of Seat Guru, which so many millions of people use to check out the right seats on airlines. But this sounds really fascinating that you could check out the right places to hang out while you're waiting at the airport or hopefully not having horrible weather delays this weekend. But
right.
That sounds great, especially with restaurants and wait times and lines and that kind of thing. So very cool. I will definitely check that out. Okay. Thanks for sharing that one.
Yeah. So now let's get into our podcast today. And we've got one of franchising's leading ladies.
And rising stars, right?
And rising stars. Someone that I actually met at the last IFA, which seems so long ago, but it was really just this year. First time attending IFA, sat down with two lovely ladies from Mode, M-O-D-E, and met Sierra Stocklin from the Dakotas. And we just hit it off really well, and I've been following her online and get to see her at different IFA events. And it is amazing what she and her team has done with Mode and building awareness via social media and other venues. So, Sierra, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me, Deb. It's been really, really great journey getting to know you. And it does seem like it was so long ago, and we haven't even been through a year. So
I know. But and you have done so. I mean, you've just jumped into franchising. That may have been your first IFA event, but tell us about Mode. It's certainly not something that's new in franchising. So share a little bit about Mode and how you got started in the franchise industry.
Sure. So we are based out of Fargo, North Dakota, as you mentioned, and I started with my first retail concept in 2006. No retail experience whatsoever. I had never worked in a store, so had a little bit of crazy juice running through me at that point, but decided to open my first retail concept, and my husband was actually in the trucking industry, and the company that he worked for had accumulated a lot of overstock product that was damaged or claimed freight, and so because I was in retail, I was asked to sell through that for them as well. And so we opened our second concept in 2007, thinking that it would be a quick overnight 2 months sell out of the product, be done, pop-up shop. But the appeal to the masses was definitely there. And so in 2008, we decided to take that outlet concept and bring it into the high-end boutique environment. And Mode, as you would see it today, was born in April 2008. And then we began franchising in 2011.
Very nice. I'm still waiting for one here in Texas.
Well, we want to be in Texas. I think we would do. The women of Texas would love us.
I think they would.
Deb, we're on our way down I-29.
Deb, you know what every great franchise development salesperson just thought right now? Deb.
I know.
Why don't you open Mode in Texas?
That's a challenge with being in franchising. I run across a great concept like Mode, and it's like, I should open one. And then,
right.
Okay. Nope. Right. That's okay. Been there. I've been a franchisee. Love it. But it's like, I can't open all the ones that I'd rather shop. I'd just rather shop.
Yes. You can just be a fantastic shopper. I am your target customer
and certainly your ambassador. So now with all of that and your involvement in franchising, you know, there are a lot of women and there are a lot of men in franchising that, okay, they're involved, they're part of the committees, they go to the IFA events, and you know, they're active members. You've taken it to the next level as far as being very active as a member. You went to the Hill. You sat in front of the Senate hearings, and you represented us and the franchising so well. Tell us a little bit about that experience and how you actually decided to take that on.
Yes. So when we had heard about the IFA many years ago, probably the first year we started franchising. I'm a strong believer in mentorship, and I've worked with four since the day before our doors opened in retail. And one of my mentors is a franchise, kind of a franchise mentor, And he told me I should be involved in the IFA. And the cost was, you know, something that we had to really think through as a new startup concept. Of course, you're always looking at your budget. And so we planned that in 2015, that would be the year to join the IFA. And I made a conscious decision with my team that when we joined, we were going to maximize that membership like no one else. And so part of that was just getting to know people like yourself, connecting with other mentors. And I wanted to find a niche in the IFA that I would have a passion for where I could also contribute. And the political portion of it is something that I have always been interested in, the political side of small business. And mm-hmm. being a voice for other small business owners. And so just connected with Michael Lehman and Chris and some of the other fantastic people on the, you know, the fan side of things. And so when they asked if I would have interest in representing small business regarding the joint employer issue, I said, absolutely. I know nothing about it, but you educate me and help me along, and I would love to do that for other small business owners. And so that's how we got connected. And I was able to go and testify before the Senate.
That's very impressive, considering so many of our colleagues and members of the IFA are around for the, shall we say, the fun stuff, right? You know, the getting together and the networking and you know, learning about what's happening mm-hmm. in franchising and small business, but. So often we don't see people step up, especially rookies, right? You know, people in their first year aren't really stepping up and participating in the political process and as you said, becoming a voice for small business owners. So kudos to you, first of all, for jumping in with both feet, but also, you know, really trying to push it forward and make a difference for small business owners.
Thanks. Yes, I think I just have a passion for protecting the business as hard as I fought to create the business. And I think that's something that small business owners and small franchisors need to take pride in and understand that we might even have more of an impact than a larger franchisor, you know, may have, because people want to hear our story, and there's something special to that, especially when you're in this growing stage. And so we have to use that story to create an environment where small business can thrive.
Agreed. Yeah, and you have quite a following, and we were talking before we went live that if you were, listeners, here's what you need to do. You need to Google Sierra Stocklin, because you, and as we said earlier, you're a rising star and you're so involved, but that whole presence that you have now certainly must help you in the way of franchise development, you know, building that social presence. And your passion is there. It's all over the internet. But what other ways are you using social media to help promote your local locations or find the great franchisees like you have today?
I think we're using Jeb Evans actually as a mentor in that field. And I will admit that this is absolutely not my forte, the social media part of things. I find it very, very overwhelming. And Jeb and I have talked about this on multiple occasions. So, but trying to start small with something that we feel like we can get in and we can conquer and do well and do consistently. And so that first venue in social media for us has been Facebook. I think because we're a retail concept, people want to see the product. They don't want to just hear the words. They want to see what we're talking about. And so Facebook has been fantastic because we can show our customers wearing the clothes, using the clothes. We can show fun events in our stores. It gives our franchisees a little bit of freedom, which we all know franchisees, you know, really crave that in their small business and growing their business. And so they're able to use their Facebook pages with a little direction, you know, in order to keep that brand integrity, but still use it and make it specific to their store. And so we've really used Facebook for quite a while now, and we're just trying to improve on that and then start to link to other social media outlets as well.
Yeah, I've seen some of your new store openings. I think you just had a new one. Was it just yesterday? You opened
Friday, Saturday. We opened Sioux City, Iowa. Yes.
Yeah. Very cool. And I would not have known that if I had not seen it on social media. So you certainly are doing a good job posting that and sharing that information. And then of course, you know, sharing it with your own personal pages. So congratulations on the newest location.
Thank you. Thank you. We're excited. It's going to do really well. The women of Iowa are excited.
Iowa is on my bucket list. Believe it or not, not midwinter. I think I'll wait.
Wait till like it's May or June.
Yeah. we'll visit. So I had another thought here, and make sure that Jack's still on the line with us. What do you have coming up? Is Sierra going back to the Hill again, or what big event or small event do you have coming up for Mode that we should be aware of?
Sure. Well, I don't have any plans to go to the Hill right now. I would love to. I'll take every opportunity to go and talk to the people there and just remind them that there's small business owners all over the United States that need a voice. So any invitation I'd gladly accept. But I just got done speaking on a panel at the Emerging Franchisor Conference in Miami. That was a fantastic experience to speak really to peers in that emerging franchise world. So that was great. Typically, December, January, February are a little slower for us because it's prime retail season, so we don't generally open stores. So I should be able to relax a little bit and just hunker down and get ready for the upcoming year. I have been talking to Brian, Brian Schnell, and hopefully we'll have a contributing part on a panel at the IFA convention in San Antonio, just talking about how small franchises can start with that collaboration piece, franchise or franchisee, from the beginning. We don't have to wait until we have 100 units. Let's get it right from the start. So I'm excited about that, just preparing, and that'll be in February. So in between then, little speaking things here and there around the state of North Dakota, but nothing as major as Washington, D.C.
Not until September, when you go back to the Hill, I'm sure, for the IFA Public Affairs. We'll definitely want to have you up there again.
Well, and to speak to that point, too, I think just another plug for that, it was fascinating to go office to office, and it's all about relationships. So I think when, you know, you're nervous or maybe intimidated by the thought of going and talking to senators and congressmen, just remembering that they really work for us, right? So, they're normal people, and you just go in and you have that conversation starting with family or the state that you love, and, you know, establish that common ground and then speak to your issue, and it's really not scary at all. So hopefully we'll continue to grow that, yes, so that next September our size has and our representation has even doubled. That would be great.
That's the right attitude to take. That's exactly the attitude I've taken when we've gone to see some of the Illinois delegations. That, you know, you guys do work for us, and we're paying for this building, and we're paying for this time.
Yeah.
So it's time for you guys to listen to the constituents. So good for you.
Absolutely.
I should mention this is Social Geek Radio, and our guest today is Sierra Stokeland, the founder and CEO, COO of Mode. Sierra, tell us about some advice that you might give someone who's, let's say, in your shoes just a few years ago, you know, just starting your business and maybe just starting to franchise and just getting going. Looking back at your experience, what's the one piece of advice that you would give that new founder when they're just getting their company off the ground?
Find a mentor. I just can't speak enough to the point that we don't know. We never know everything. I mean, I could be in franchising for 50 years and still have a lot to learn. But when you're starting out, do not be too proud to ask questions and sit down across the table from people who have been there and done that And it doesn't have to be in franchising, because business is business, and working with people is working with people, no matter the industry.
Mm-hmm.
But find a mentor or two mentors, people with experience where you can sit and ask them the hard questions and then listen to the answers, even if you don't like what they're telling you. Mm-hmm. I think that has just been so valuable, to go in with a humble spirit and want to learn and grow and know that I'm never going to have it all together. And so, you know, who can I actively seek out that can help me maybe avoid some of the mistakes that, you know, a small business owner or someone starting up is prone to make.
Excellent. And last question that I had today with the Thanksgiving holiday week happening and Saturday, a big day in our industry for both franchising and small business Saturday. Is that anything that you're participating in, and what are your stores doing for Small Business Saturday?
Yes, we are actually, and I think it's fantastic that American Express, and I mean, they're not paying me to plug them, but I just think it's awesome that they really push this forward to the consumer. That's been very helpful to small businesses, just the different incentives and the way that they push it on social media as well. But we are participating. We kind of leave that open to each franchisee what they want. We make it mandatory that they need to really promote that, but then how they want to promote it is up to them. So we have a lot of different open houses going on around our franchise system, some different discounts here or there. I know that in Fargo, we've done $5 scarves, which is awesome. So great stocking stuffers. We've done that Black Friday and typically carried that in Small Business Saturday. So we just have the doors open, and we really try to educate people that we need our local people to shop with us to keep that ball rolling and to keep creating jobs in our city and our state.
Excellent. Well said. Well, congratulations on your first successful year of IFA membership and the growth that Mode has had this year. And good luck for this holiday season. I know it's going to be a good one for you.
Thank you. And thanks for inviting. This is my first podcast. So that wasn't even that scary. conversation, right? So thank you for allowing me to put that in my portfolio. And I love talking about business. It's just fantastic. So thanks for the invitation, guys.
Absolutely. Well, why don't you share any of the links? Where would you like our listeners to visit? Your website, your Facebook page? Give us some social links.
Well, I think the best one would be to go straight to our website, shopmodestore.com, because on that there's a little tab at the top that says our stores. And if they click on that, they can see what store would be closest to them, whether it be Kansas, Minneapolis, Iowa, wherever, you know, it would make the most sense. We do have a store in South Carolina as well. And so they can find that store closest to them. And then under each of those locations, it will list their Facebook page and then any other social media that store is participating in. So it's just a great resource. If they go there, they'll be able to find anything that they need to learn about Mode. And if they want to purchase some clothing, we do some Facebook mailing, you know, where they can buy through us online. So that's always awesome to give a little different gift. Or if they're interested in franchising, of course, there's information on the page as well. So.
Oh, very good. Online shopping. And, of course, anybody that's listening, that once you look at this, this might be the franchise for you. So you'll have to check it out. It's certainly a franchise for me, but as I said, I can't have 5 or 6 different retails going at the same time. I'll just be
too much. Too much.
You could have your own mall, Deb. I think that's the goal.
I would. Oh, don't tease me. What a great idea. Okay. Well, that's for another day.
All right. I think we better end it there.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks so much. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody, from Social Geek Radio, and have a great night.
All right. Thank you, too. Bye.
Thank you. Good night.